Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's message comes to us from our epistle lesson out of 1 John chapter 3, and especially these words. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself, as he is pure. Thus far the text. My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. This is an ancient celebration. It was first established in 609 AD by Boniface. It was originally established on May 13th and was later moved to November 1st. It should not be confused with All Souls Day, which is observed by the Catholic Church on November 2nd. All Souls Day is a celebration of the Catholic Church for those who have died in faith but are not yet in heaven and reside in purgatory, a practice that is neither biblical and one we do not follow. However, we do celebrate All Saints Day, not All Souls Day. All Saints Day is for us a day to remember those who have died in the faith, especially those who have died in the previous year. A saint is someone who has been sanctified and died in the faith, believing Jesus Christ has given himself for the forgiveness of their sins and now gives them eternal life. And those saints now reside gloriously before the throne of God in heaven. Therefore, everyone who dies believing these things is properly called a saint. We in the Lutheran Church, following the Bible, do not believe that there are such things as some who die in faith that are greater in that faith than others and therefore deserve the title of saint. All who die in faith are saints. All reside before the throne of God. We will occasionally in our church have a feast of St. Peter or St. Paul if it happens to fall on a Sunday. But that isn't a celebration so much of the individual person, and it certainly isn't a worshiping or revering of the person. It is a celebration of what God did for them and through them. In other words, when we celebrate like the Feast of St. Paul, we are celebrating that God took a man who used to be named Saul, converted him miraculously on the road to Damascus to be a vehicle through which God would proclaim the gospel throughout Asia Minor and into Eastern Europe. We celebrate on Saints' Days, and yes, today, what God has done for those saints and through those saints. This day allows us to remember the faith in Jesus Christ that he has given, not only to celebrated saints like Peter and Paul and others, but to the saints you know. It is a day to remember those you know that have died in faith. Grandmothers and grandfathers, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles and friends, all who have gone to sleep now in Jesus and reside there in that glorious picture from Revelation 4 and 5 before God's throne in heaven, celebrating with all the final and ultimate marriage feast of the Lamb and worshiping him who is worthy to be praised. Today is a celebration of what God does and has done and will continue to do. It is unfortunate that All Saints Day in the United States has lost some of its importance as it falls in the shadow of that second great American holiday, Halloween. Now, we forget that Halloween gets its name from All Hallows Eve. That in fact, its name comes from being the day before All Saints Day. It is, in fact, important for us as Lutherans because we know that Martin Luther, on October 31st, went and nailed his 95 theses to the church door at Wittenberg on October 31st, All Hallows Eve, because he knew that the next morning, people would be coming for church on All Saints Day. It was an important church day, and thus his theses would be seen. All Saints Day remains important for us. But how is it that we are to celebrate? What is it that you and I, as good Christians, are to do on All Saints Day? And I would suggest to you, there are two focus for us today. Two different focus. The first being a celebration. of All Saints Day is that which God has done in those we have known in faith who have now gone to be with God. Those of our loved ones, those of our friends, those of our relatives who, having died in faith that Jesus in fact died and rose for them, they are now before the throne of God. And we celebrate that. I celebrate that. Because I celebrate not only that they've gone to be with God, but I celebrate that God, during their earthly life, worked through them on me. As we celebrate saints we know that have passed to be with God, we celebrate not only the great and wonderful gift of eternal life that is theirs in Christ Jesus, but we celebrate that during their earthly life, their faith was such an influence on those around them that God worked through them, just like he worked through Paul and Peter and other saints. Today, this All Saints Day, I think of people like my grandparents. I was blessed to be able to grow up 3 blocks from my grandparents. We lived so close to my grandparents, my dog used to run away to go to their house because she got hamburgers there and not the dog food she got at home. But I was blessed to grow up around them and to be in congregation with them and to learn in my faith from them. From my grandfather, I learned what it means to be a true man of prayer. When my grandfather prayed, there was never any notion as you observed him pray that he was going through the motions. His prayer was always the prayer of a man that knew he was talking to God. And I've tried to model my own prayer life after that. From my grandmother, I learned a pious and reverent approach to worship. If you went to church with grandma, you got there 20 minutes early so that she could spend 15 minutes in the pew praying before service. And no, you didn't get to sit and talk in the narthex with your friends if grandma was praying in the church. You were sitting beside her. And while as a child that might have been a little burdensome, what I learned was this is an important place where important things happen, where God comes to us with important things, eternally life-giving things. Now, I don't know your past. I don't know what faith shapers you may have in your past, those who have now gone to be with God. But my guess is you could probably put faces and names to people who are now around the throne of the Lamb who shaped your faith. And today's a celebration of that. It's a celebration of where God has brought them. It's a celebration of what God allowed them to do here. It's a celebration of what God did through them for us. That's the first focus kind of All Saints Day. But there's another one as well. There's a focus about you and about the entire story of your saintliness, your faith life, what you were, what you are, and what you will be. And if you think about it that way, it starts to fall into place. What you were. This is reflected in the reading from 1 John 3, right? Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. You are not born as a saint. You're born sinful and an enemy of God. That's a hard idea for us to put into our heads because, doggone it, babies are cute, right? They don't look like sinners. They don't look like enemies of God. They're sweet. They coo. They smell good, usually. They don't look like sinners. So you look at them and you have a hard time putting into your head the idea that this baby, this seemingly innocent little baby, is a sinner and an enemy of God. And yet, Scriptures are plain and clear on this. Psalm 51 tells us, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Babies are born sinful and are in need of redemption. Babies are born sinful and are not born as saints. But God is gracious. God is merciful. And he does not desire for babies to remain sinful. He desires that they should be saints. And so he blesses us with the sacrament holy baptism. Baptism is the beginning of our sanctification, of our, forgive the pronunciation, sanctification. It turns us into saints. Baptism is the means by which saints are born. Faith is worked in hearts and bestows the forgiveness of sins. Remember, a saint is one who believes in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. That starts in those waters. There a saint is started. There a saint is born. Your baptism day was your birthday of sainthood. Now, when you look at your life now, it may not look like a lot like a saint's life, right? You look in the mirror at times and you know what you've done and you know what you've said and you know what you've thought and you say, well, I don't look like a lot like a saint. I look quite a bit like that sinner I was before my baptism at times. But thankfully, we are forgiven. Thankfully, we are still given the promise from 1 John 3, we are God's children now. We are saints now. The same God who washed you in the waters of holy baptism when you were young, who claimed you to be a saint in his family, continues to wash you and forgive you, continues to proclaim to you the forgiveness of sins, continues to give to you that which Christ won on the cross. Every time we gather here and we hear the word of God and we hear the absolution of the pastor proclaiming the forgiveness of sins upon us, it's not merely a reminder, but an actual bestowal, an actual giving for God's saints, for his people, for his children. You are forgiven. And as we gather as God's children for his holy meal, we saints around this altar receive from him body and blood, forgiveness of sins. So yes, you may look in the mirror and see sinner and not saint, but as you come here, know that God sees you in the blood of Christ, washed like those in the white robes, as saint, as those who are forgiven, those who are redeemed, those who are destined for eternal life. If it weren't enough that God would give us these wonderful gifts of forgiveness, of the absolution, and his body and blood, he gives us one more thing in the here and the now that makes us remember we are children, we are saints now. You know what that is? Take a look around. It's each other. Brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow saints, you make that confession every week. I believe in the communion of saints. You are forgiven by the absolution. You are forgiven in the body and blood of Christ, and you are strengthened in your faith by your brother and saints, brother and sister saints sitting in the pew with you. And if that isn't enough, you also sing and celebrate and worship with saints who have gone before. Those of you that come to this service here each and every time we have communion, therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we make a confession that we worship God with saints in heaven, the communion of saints, both here and there. We're strengthened by God with all these great gifts, with all these different things for the sake of our saintliness, forgiven by him in absolution, forgiven by him in his body and blood, strengthened by him through our brothers and sisters in Christ. We were sinners. We are now God's children. That leaves only one direction to look, right? And it's hinted at by 1 John 3. Well, not actually hinted at. He just says it. What we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. All Saints' Day becomes not only a remembrance of what we used to be and have been made out of, not only what we are now, children of God, but what we shall be. It's a snapshot of our sainthood before the throne in heaven. It's a remembrance that Christ shall return and that all shall be made new. It's a remembrance of what has been promised and what has been given to grandmothers and grandfathers, brothers and sisters, moms and dads who now enjoy the fullness of that gift. You were sinners. You were redeemed and sanctified through the blood of Christ, washed in holy waters. You were made God's children, and he has accomplished that for you, and he continues to renew you in that through absolution, body, blood, and your brothers and sisters in Christ. And he holds out before you a promise this All Saints Day of what you shall have. of a place around the throne, of a place to sing with the four living creatures, the 24 elders, the myriads of angels, and every saint who has passed before, to sing the worthiness of a God who has created this world, the worthiness of a God who has redeemed this world, the worthiness of a God who has claimed me to be one of the saints. To God be the glory, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.